Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We are glad you can be with us this week as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
You know, over the years, people make lots of suggestions to me about what I should comment on or what I should do a video on or what should I write about. And quite honestly, I'm not an oracle. You know, I've got opinions like everybody else, but, you know, I only feel like I should say something publicly or write or speak or something like that when I feel like the Lord's given me some insight that could be helpful to other people. So, you know, people have been asking me, what do you think about the conclave? Can I talk about the conclave? And I wasn't planning at all to talk about the conclave. I didn't feel like I had any particular worthwhile thoughts. You know, like everybody else, I'm praying for the Lord to give us a good leader. And of course, it's very, very challenging right now in the church. It's going to be really, really hard for whoever's elected pope to move us forward in a unified way. There's tremendous division. You know, even in the pre-conclave interviews, cardinals were not being shy about saying what they thought was needed in the next pope, and very divergent opinions. So we'll see what the Holy Spirit's doing and will do. But I was asked, just about a week ago, to offer some thoughts on the conclave for an article that a friend of mine was writing for National Catholic Register. And I really wrestled with whether I should do anything or not, because I didn't really think I had anything worthwhile to say. I was going to say, no, I don't have anything worthwhile to say. I don't want to make any comments. But then as I was thinking and praying about it, I felt like there's some things I should say. In particular, I remembered a comment that Pope Benedict made once that really surprised me, kind of shocked me. What did he say? He said, it isn't the Holy Spirit that selects the next pope in a conclave. It's the cardinals. Now, as I thought about what he said and tried to understand it, I realized he wasn't saying that the Holy Spirit wasn't helping the cardinals, but it's the cardinals who voted. It's the cardinals who decided who they thought would make the next best pope. And the cardinals, just like all of us human beings, have their own varying degrees of sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, their own varying degrees of wisdom that they receive from God, their own various degrees of holiness, of balanced judgment, you know, and just like the rest of us, the cardinals can quench or grieve the Holy Spirit, like the Bible warns us about not quenching or grieving the Holy Spirit. So Pope Benedict clearly meant that the Holy Spirit's working in the conclave to help the cardinals select the next best leader for the church. But the Holy Spirit doesn't choose him. The cardinals choose him based on their own insight, based on their own ability to hear the Lord and follow his directions. And the cardinals, just like us, are humans. You know, they can kind of have various degrees of spiritual blindness or stubbornness. They can give into jealousy or fear or envy or rivalry or peer pressure, or they can be bullied or they can bully. And so all those things are human dynamics that aren't taken away just because somebody's a cardinal. So, initially, you know, I found Benedict's statement rather shocking, but as I thought about it further, I realized, yes. In fact, Benedict himself said this. He says, look at the history of the popes. Obviously, some of the popes weren't chosen by the Holy Spirit, but by cardinals advancing their own agendas. And we've had, you know, a fair sprinkling of bad popes. And I don't just mean morally or spiritually bad, but incompetent. Not good leaders, not able to relate well with people, not wise in their judgments about how to relate to the secular powers, cowards, fearful, bullied, you know, all those things. We've had popes that are bad, popes that are mediocre, popes that are good, and popes that are great. And obviously, not every one of these popes was the Holy Spirit's choice. Now, at the same time, I want to say that the Holy Spirit, if he wants, can overrule any human failure and get his will to happen, but he can't do it without some cooperation from human beings. He doesn't take away human freedom. At the same time, we need to realize that whatever the outcome of a papal election, whether it's bad, good, mediocre, or great, God is in control and his providence is over everything. He never allows anything to happen, even bad things, even mediocre things, even unwise things, even foolish things, even sad or tragic things. He only permits those things to happen when he has a plan to bring good out of it. So let's hope and pray for a really great pope. That, and he's got to be a really great pope to really, really deal with the incredible problems we're facing as a church, in the culture around us, and the multiplicity of challenges in countries around the world, and persecution against Christians, and division within, all those things. So let's pray and let's hope. And you know, all the staff here at Renewal Ministries is doing just that, praying that the Lord will give us a leader able to help us move forward in this really challenging time. But let's also remember that whatever the Lord permits or whatever he wills, it's all under his providence. And even if something happens that we are not sure is the best thing or whatever, God has a plan to bring good out of it. Sometimes we can't fathom what that is because it really is true that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And he's got a big plan right now for the church and for the world. And we may not understand it, but let's kind of give the next Holy Father our respect, our love, our cooperation, and our prayer, just like we're doing now during the conclave. Let's also remember that whatever does happen in the conclave, whatever does happen in the Vatican at the highest levels of authority in the church, we still have our main responsibility to get up every day and make our daily offering and tell the Lord we love him and tell the Lord we want to continue to give our bodies as a living sacrifice. We want to continue to obey him and to be led by his Spirit and to fulfill the responsibilities he's giving us in our life to love and serve the people he's put us with. God bless you, and God bless the new Pope. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.